us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Rules lets us know what we should and shouldn't do. In today's world, in order to warn consumers of potential dangers, many products may include warning labels. Best efforts to avoid potential liability can sometimes result in ridiculous sound warnings. Some examples found on actual products like hair colouring, do not use as an ice cream topping. Electric woodworking drill. This product not intended for use as a dental drill. Though many are humorous, product warning labels reflect the impulse of caution in the face of potential danger. In our gospel reading this morning, in an effort to ensure that behavior pleased God and avoid potential sanction for wrongdoing, the religious leaders developed an oral tradition of sometimes overly detailed religious laws to ensure that people obeyed God's commands. Today's gospel text records two different clashes between Jesus and the Pharisees. The Pharisees believed it was their sacred duty to make rules governing the Sabbath day, but Jesus reminds them that was not the case at all. The first encounter, we read that Jesus and his disciples were walking through a field when his disciples plucked a few heads of grain for a snack. But this day was the Sabbath, and that's what prompted the Pharisees to clash with Jesus. The Old Testament law, in fact, commanded that this be allowed. We read in Leviticus 19:9-10, when you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap to the edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. You shall not strip your vineyard bare or gather the fallen grapes of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor and the alien. I am the Lord your God. It was common and required by law for farmers to leave the grain at the edges of their fields for passerby and the poor to pick for themselves. Now the passerby and the poor could only use their hands to pick it and not use a sickle. So technically, the disciples picking heads of grain at the edge of a field was not stealing. Just as walking on a sidewalk is not trespassing on a private property. When the Pharisees saw what the disciples of Jesus were doing, by breaking off heads of grain to eat was considered harvesting and therefore work, and thus they were violating God's command. The Pharisees were so focused on the words of the rule that they missed its intent. The Pharisees questioned Jesus by asking, "Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" Jesus sought to correct their understanding, showing them that their rules were not in line with what God intended the Sabbath to be. Jesus uses the example of David. When he and his soldiers were starving, they came to see Ahimelech, the priest who was Abiathar's father. Under the law, each week the priests were to make 12 loaves of bread and set them in the tabernacle. They were to be eaten only by the priests and their families. But the priest allowed David and his soldiers to take some of the bread because they were starving. Even though God's law said that only the priests were to eat the bread of the presence, neither the priest nor David did anything wrong in this situation, because God would not have been honored by allowing these men to die of hunger simply to fulfill the ritual demand of the law. It was better to care for these men than to hide behind the ritual. To point out how ridiculous the Pharisees' accusations were, Jesus then makes a bold statement. The Sabbath was made for humankind, and not humankind for the Sabbath. God had the first Sabbath after creating the whole world. After the Israelites were freed from the slavery in Egypt, God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, and the one concerning the Sabbath, it says, "Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy." How do we apply this to our lives today? God created the Sabbath for our benefit. We are restored both physically and spiritually when we take time to rest and to focus on God. We are not designed to run non-stop. We function better when we take time to rest and recharge. The Sabbath is God's way of helping us function as God intended. The command for keeping the Sabbath is not meant to be a burden, but rather it is to be viewed as a greater gift from God. Little children come up with fascinating insights when asked to write a line or two about church, religion, and God, and see where their priorities lie. One child wrote to the pastor, "My father says I should learn the Ten Commandments, but I don't think I want to, because we have enough rules already in my house. We have rules about what we can wear, watch, do, eat, drink, listen to. Where God has given clear commands, we must not compromise, but we must also be careful not to allow our own preferences or convictions to become rules we insist others must follow." And on the second Sabbath occasion, Jesus and his disciples were worshipping in the synagogue while the Pharisees were watching him closely, trying to find something to attack Jesus. It is interesting that the Pharisees, instead of worshipping the Lord, they were trying to pick on Jesus and to discredit him. Jesus knew what was going to happen, and he proceeds anyway. He called the man who had the withered hand and said to the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath? To save life or to kill?" This is not meant to be a hard question, but the Pharisees remained silent. Their hearts were as withered as the man's hand. Mark tells us that Jesus looked around at them with anger and grieved at their hardness of heart. I suspect Jesus was angry because the Pharisees were making life hard for this man by not showing any compassion on him. Here Jesus implies an important purpose of the Sabbath. The Sabbath is a day to do good to others. Doing good on the Sabbath would never be a violation of what God had commanded. The purpose of the Sabbath is to help us become the kind of people who resist doing harm, because it reorients us towards the God who is good. The Christian faith involves many rules that are meant to be governed by love. That makes love the highest rule, but it also moves Christians toward personal sacrifice, discipline, and responsibility, scarce resource in today's world. Are we keeping God's law the way God wants us to keep them, or the way other people want us to keep them? Let's take time to rest and recharge ourselves, rather than find ourselves run down and be ineffective. While remembering Sabbath commandment to keep it holy, we must take time to worship. It should be a time to draw close to Jesus, as he is our source of strength and refreshment. Let us guard our time carefully and serve others by caring for people around us. Christianity is not merely about rules, but it is a relationship with God and with others. Amen.